This is Ted Kennedy. The Reagan administration got its way on the arms deal for Saudi Arabia, but it's no way to run a foreign policy. In a moment, Bob Dole and I will face off. Bob, the arms deal with Saudi Arabia shows what's wrong with your foreign policy. It's all Pentagon and no State Department. You're for a nuclear arms race instead of arms control. Why the war in Central America instead of the Contadora talks? Arms sales in the Middle East instead of the Camp David peace process? Peace in the Middle East won't come from the barrel of a gun, Bob. Saudi Arabia doesn't deserve a single U.S. missile as long as they're financing PLO killers and siding with Gaddafi in Libya. They even condemned the United States for capturing the terrorists who hijacked the Achille Lauro and murdered Leon Klinghoffer. An overwhelming bipartisan majority of Congress voted against the Saudi arms deal for just those reasons, Bob, and you were wrong to help it pass.
Ted, it must be great to have the luxury of standing on the sidelines, booing and hissing, without ever getting on the playing field. But the president has to be a player in the real world and make the hard, hard decisions. And he knows what all the thoughtful people know. Without the United States as an honest broker, there will never be real negotiations, real security for Israel, or real peace in the Middle East. How do we serve that middleman role? First, our policy must be clear and consistent, and we must keep our commitments. And that's not easy when every decision the president makes is subject to knee-jerk partisan attacks from you and your liberal gang. Second, and this ought to be obvious, even to you, we can't be the middleman if we have relations with only one side. You just keep making the speeches, Ted, and we'll let the president make the policy. That way, we're all much better off. This is Senator Bob Dole. Americans equate Republican policy with a sound economy. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.